Priya, the ISKCON series or playlist. Okay. I'm starting a new playlist called ISKCON or something here. With the following purpose. To somehow serve the welfare of the Vaishnava community in and around the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Now, I at least imagine there may be a need for what we are going to deal with here, and you are all heartily invited to participate in a discussion here. Because I am simply one of us with his own point of view to share for whatever it's worth. Anyway, let's get to the point. I have been following recently for the past couple of weeks or so, maybe even a month, the discussions going on among devotees on social media, in this case Facebook forums such as the Vedic Inquirer about child protection and progressive Vaishnavism. And two groups that I appreciate, because here I find devotees who just get real and are themselves and dare to speak out. And some in very sensitive and candid ways that require quite a bit of courage. So all respect to all of you. And of course what happens is, as soon as these kind of topics are allowed or come up, that you have this, well, I would say in this case, just to get down to it, a kind of a conflicted position that devotees might get disturbed by. And it is, on one hand, the, I would say, need today to scrutinize leaders, because it's just, I would say, too painfully and almost embarrassingly obvious that from the very beginning, especially after Srila Prabhupada left, some devotees ended up in positions of leadership, spiritual or managerial, that was just above their heads. And they just then thought that Well, what can we do? We might be unqualified, but we just need to play along. So it became the way it is. If I should just summarize it up very much in a kind way. Because that's what I'm trying to do here. I fully respect those who do not feel very kind anymore, but especially those who are victims of abuse of different kinds. I wasn't really so, and I was maybe more on the abuser side, although not to the serious level that we are talking about that here in this child protection topic. So, but anyway, I had to repent for that for years, and I am now just taking the straw humbly in my mouth and want to render some service here by, well, to me, after all these years and looking and thinking and contemplating and going through things myself, I mean, it's been almost 25 years now, 45 years now since I joined ISKCON. I'm beginning to see a much clearer picture of how things became the way they did and why there are these problems now, and even what could be done to save this movement, to make it flourish the beautiful way that I think we all know that it could. Now, I know some of you out there, you are sensitive on either side or the other, and that's what I meant, that you know, some they feel that others are offending their respected authorities, and some others they feel that they are not respected very much and deserve to be criticized and spoken openly about, just as any leaders. So, in other words, the accountability and credibility, of course. So, well, I have been reading lately again, studying a little deeper, the events around Srila Prabhupada's passing away and the appointment of new gurus, those 11. And in the light or darkness of that, then what's going on now, which I would describe as a kind of crisis, maybe a bigger one than it seems like in the movement. Could be explained, I think. Anyway, let's go back and start there. Because actually, incidentally, that's where it started for me. I joined the temple in March 4th, 1978, which must have been just around the GBC, or during the GBC meetings, where that question was discussed and decided upon. Who's going to be the next guru after Prabhupada left? And so let's start there, and I will, in the next episode here, look at some interesting discoveries I made, which at least to me gave a new perspective, and maybe some of us can even see by that, you know, initial mistakes done back then and how they may have been such a serious error that very much of the problems, many of the problems that has plagued ISKCON for so long, and I would say held it down from being actually successful, because Prabhupada had quite some visions for ISKCON, which we can talk about later. So, well, to me, although we need to deal with some heavy matters, they are better dealt with in other forums where those people who do it know better than me how to do it. So I am here focusing on constructive, positive insights that I really think, I mean, we need a medicine here. We need the solution here after tearing down the bad or whatever. It's better to change the bad into the good. But I mean, after identifying the disease, we need a remedy. So this is an attempt to start working in that direction. Well, of course, or it's an attempt in that direction. So anyway, see you.